Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Romans in chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. The Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Let me say before I say anything else, I believe that the true believer, when he's saved for eternity. I don't believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, scourged, and tortured for his blood to simply be overpowered by our sin. I don't believe the sin's able to render the blood of Jesus Christ effective, ineffective. In my opinion, to claim that salvation can be lost is to say that the blood of Christ cannot keep our souls saved. As the hymn says, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. I refuse to have self-righteous Christians who are ignorant of the Word of God to tell me, to try to convince me that the wonder of salvation God wrought in my heart can simply be taken away from me. The verse says that none anything is able to separate us from the love of the Father, which is in Jesus Christ. I'm not trusting my works to get me into heaven, and I'm not trusting my church membership, and I'm not trusting my baptism for those who favor baptismal regeneration. It's not my works that saves me. Paul told the church at Ephesus, "For by grace are you saved, through faith in that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's the blood of Jesus Christ that's the only thing that saved me, and it's the only thing that's keeping me saved. In Hebrews chapter 12, Paul speaks of an anchor of the soul. If you're anchored at anything else than the blessed hope of salvation through Jesus Christ, you're bound to be swept in the rolling tempest without direction in your life. I often wonder who people, present-day Christians, are trusting their salvation to. Many use their church membership and their faithful tithing or their good works to assure them that they have salvation. But I know I could never be able to maintain my state of salvation if it depended upon my works. It's not through the blood, then it's not salvation. Let me say firstly that my salvation lies in the shepherd's hands. The Bible tells us in John 10:27-28, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand." I know that my salvation is sure simply because Jesus Christ is my shepherd. I've been told when a sheep strays from the pasture numerous times, the shepherd will break its legs in order to prevent it from straying again. Rather than give up on the sheep because of its numerous mistakes, he would rather go search and seek and find it. I know, though undoubtedly we fail God many, many times every day, I believe that each sheep is too precious to Christ our shepherd to simply give up on them. And he's willing to break us and forsake us. The Bible I also believe that my salvation lies in God's power. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1:5, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." The Apostle Peter proclaimed that we are kept by the power of God. I believe the omnipotent hands that formed Adam and the power that brought this universe into existence is protectively holding me and keeping my soul from the forces of Satan and hell. Clearly, the power of God can withstand any sin we commit and any demon of hell that opposes us. I refuse to question God's power by saying he can't keep my soul saved. I know he's fully capable of keeping me saved throughout the ages. Number three, my salvation lies in God's promise. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 6 and verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." I believe once we're God's children, he's not going to cast us out. He's long-suffering towards us. He's patient with us. If he wasn't, we'd all be in a mess. We can hold every promise given to us in the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 6, Paul told us that it was impossible for God to lie. If God said he was not, would nowise cast us out, I believe he'll keep his promises. John 3:16 still says, "We will never perish. Though you die physically, your soul will never die." If we were dead in trespasses and sins and were made alive through salvation, I believe it's impossible to go back to that condition of spiritual death and separation from God. I believe that Hebrews 13:5 still says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I may get away from God, but God's never gotten away from me. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, I believe Romans 5:20 still says, "Where sin abounded, there much more grace abounded." I believe that there's still much more an abundance of grace to cover the sins that I will commit in the future. And 1 John 1:9 still says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I stand upon the promises of God. I know that my salvation is sure simply because God has promised it to us. With the guarding hand of the shepherd keeping me from Satan and man, and the power of God keeping my soul secure and the promises He's given me to reassure me of my salvation, I can confidently say that nothing is able to separate us from the love of the Father through Jesus Christ.